Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/course mastery, or you can do a search for The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on our website, truthought.org, truthought.org. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 37, My Holiness Blesses the World. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to see you.
Good to be here. My favorite hour.
Our favorite hour of the day. Best hour.
Yeah.
That's the reason I called it the best hour.
I know. That's pretty good. You named that a long time ago.
I did. Yeah. I surely did. So today we're going to be discussing My Holiness Blesses the World. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. My Holiness Blesses the World. This idea contains the first glimmerings of your true function in the world, or why you are here. Your purpose is to see the world through your own holiness. Thus are you and the world blessed together. No one loses. Nothing is taken away from anyone. Everyone gains through your holy vision. It signifies the end of sacrifice because it offers everyone his full due. And he is entitled to everything because it is his birthright as a son of God.
There is no other way in which the idea of sacrifice can be removed from the world's thinking. Any other way of seeing will inevitably demand payment of someone or something. As a result, the perceiver will lose. Nor will he have any idea why he is losing. Yet is his wholeness restored to his awareness through your vision. Your holiness blesses him by asking nothing of him. Those who see themselves as whole make no demands.
Your holiness is the salvation of the world. It lets you teach the world that it is one with you, not by preaching to it, not by telling it anything, but merely by your quiet recognition that in your holiness are all things blessed along with you.
Today's four longer exercise periods, each to involve 3 to 5 minutes of practice, begin with the repetition of the idea for today, followed by a minute or so of looking about you as you apply the idea to whatever you see. My holiness blesses this chair. My holiness blesses that window. My holiness blesses this body.
Then close your eyes and apply the idea to any person who occurs to you using his name and saying, My holiness blesses you, and say their name.
You may continue the practice period with your eyes closed. You may open your eyes again and apply the idea for today to your outer world if you so desire. You may alternate between applying the idea to what you see around you and to those who are in your thoughts, or you may use any combination of these two phases of application which you prefer. The practice period should conclude with a repetition of the idea with your eyes closed and another following immediately with your eyes open.
The shorter exercises consist of repeating the idea as often as you can. It's particularly helpful to apply it silently to anyone you meet, using his name as you do so. It is essential to use the idea if anyone seems to cause an adverse reaction in you. Offer him the blessing of your holiness immediately, that you may learn to keep it in your own awareness. My holiness blesses the world, and so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath here. I remember the first year I started reading this textbook called A Course in Miracles, and I had studied through an audio recording a book by Gary Renard called The Disappearance of the Universe. And so I thought, oh, I get it. I understand, you know, because I'd listened to that audible file on that book probably 20 times or more, 15 to 20 times. I'd be washing dishes and I'd listen. I'd be working around the house and I'd listen, headphones on, and listen. Because I really wanted to know what A Course in Miracles was. And there was it wasn't available in an audiobook back then. This goes back, you know, quite a while back. And so that was the first book about The Course in Miracles. Once I decided, oh, I got to learn something about, because I kept, it just kept showing up in some of the personal development gurus that I was following back in the day. And they kept mentioning A Course in Miracles. And I, well, I got to figure out what this is. And so anyway, I've been listening to that and listened to it. And then I thought, well, I finally, and I went and I got the book, I bought the book. And when I read in there for the first time that it said, you are the salvation of the world, I was really taken back. I'm like, how can I be the salvation of the world? That was Jesus's job, wasn't it? I mean, you know, I was still embroiled in my conditioning, you know, Christian theology that I was raised in. And it was really challenging, you know, to even imagine how could I be the salvation of the world. So we can look at this iconic figure like Jesus the Christ and say, okay, I can see how he was the salvation of the world. And we can see how the Holy Spirit, if we say, okay, the Holy Spirit is this holiness, the Spirit, this Holy Spirit, and it has the ability to connect with all of us, and we can say, okay, that's the salvation of the world. But it's a real stretch for the ego mind to imagine, because we have so much self-condemnation. This ego is constantly persecuting itself. It is constantly judging itself. And then, of course, when that guilt begins to arise, it's very uncomfortable, and it'll project it out onto something or somebody else, whoever might be nearby. And there was just this sense of unworthiness, you know, looking back on my own life and the things that I had judged myself for, the mistakes that I felt like I had made, and how I had been with people, treated people, and been treated, and then, you know, retaliated, and all the crazy stuff that we go through. And certainly in the first two or three decades of most of us, our lives, it's just trying to figure it out. You know, how can I navigate my way through this world that seems to be coming at me? And then he goes so far as to say, no, the world's not coming at you. It's reflecting you. And when we start putting all these pieces together, we can truly begin to see daylight, the light of love, if I can use it that way. And the healing begins, that we can really begin to let go of the self-recrimination, the self-judgment, and the self-guilt. And this lesson today, and yesterday's too, started really pointing to it, referring to, this is my holiness. And so we have to be willing to receive, because giving and receiving are one, as we learn in the textbook. And we must be willing to receive the truth that we are holy. Now, if the egoic aspect is not that holy self, and it is not, it's a made-up self, then we can begin to make space in our mind for a connection with that holy self, that true self, we call it the Holy Spirit. Nothing more than our right mind. But that is you. And at once, if you allow yourself to connect and listen and ask, what is the truth? The hard part's to listen. You might hear those words. At some point, you have to begin to realize, I am you.
Feel that. The voice of God. Voice of Spirit saying, someday you just have to realize I am you. Feel that and just take a breath into that. This is our holiness. It's not something that we strive for. It's not something that we make happen. It's not something that we study, though it helps us perhaps to reach it, but it is something that we experience, and we experience it in this holy instant of connecting. And we connect in heart and mind to that voice that says, you are my beloved in whom I am so well pleased, and and to remember, I am you. I am you. It is this holiness that blesses. It is this holiness that extends from each of us to bless the world. It is this holiness, this wholeness. Holiness is wholeness, meaning nothing is lacking. Everything is given. There is only gain, and no one loses. We have been taught that we must sacrifice, but this is a lie. The only thing that is sacrificed is the separate self, which is an illusion. It is a nothing, which is why there is no loss, only gain. And in our holiness, we bless the world and demand nothing from it. Because those who are whole and know their own wholeness have no demands, no needs. This is what our holiness is. It's a quiet recognition, a quiet recognition, and it is our purpose. Our whole lives, we've been seeking our purpose. And this is it, to see the world through our own holiness, our own wholeness, our own sinlessness, our own identity. Like God and I are one. It teaches the world, our holiness teaches the world that it is one with you, not by preaching to it, not by telling it anything, but by merely our quiet recognition that in our holiness, all things are blessed along with one another. My holiness blesses the world. I let it, I allow it, I set it free, and I set my brothers and sisters free along with me and all of creation.
My holiness blesses the world, and so it is. Thank you for joining us today, Mighty Companion. You are dearly loved. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in